This I believe. Merrill Hutchinson has retired from business, but he has remained active in civic and political affairs. A native of Chicago, his formal education stopped at the grammar school level when his father's death made it necessary for him to go to work. In spite of this, he made a successful career for himself in advertising. He has been associated with the Chicago Tribune, the Pillsbury Mills, and finally headed his own advertising agency in Minneapolis. Here now is Merrill Hutchinson.
What I truly believe, I react to automatically, subconsciously. Changing direction away from my destination to assist a sightless person across a street intersection, patiently trying to solve the problem of a bewildered elderly person in a railway station, comforting a distressed child who has strayed from his parents in a crowd, and similar actions are motivated by an innate belief in common decency. But when I move into the realm of beliefs grounded in analysis, reasoning, and experience, I come up against self-interest and prejudice, which affects not only the formulation of my beliefs, but the constancy of the foundations upon which they rest. Each day, as a Christian, I avow my belief in God. In fact, the cornerstone of Christianity is constituted in those two words, I believe. Yet in the turmoil and conflict of daily life, when our beliefs are confronted by our prejudices and self-interests, I am too often tempted to become a cafeteria Christian, selecting for conformance those parts of the creed which are most attractive and best suited to my transitory desires, and disregarding those fundamental truths and beliefs which I daily profess and for which I should stand steadfast. For example, it is too often inconvenient to love thy neighbor because his color, race, or creed is different from ours. I believe that it was not given me to elect what parts of the creed I would adopt and what disregard. It is all or none. Many years ago, I read a short stanza which I feel has had a marked effect upon my life. It read, and I quote, "There is a destiny which makes men brothers. None goes his way alone. All that we send into the lives of others comes back into our own." I have seen this truth validated in many personal experiences. Driving in bumper-to-bumper traffic, I have often stopped or slowed down to permit a motorist, trapped and patiently waiting on an intersecting street, to fall into the line ahead of me. The warm smile, nod, and wave of hand in appreciation has been rewarding. But significantly, I have also seen some of those drivers halt a few blocks farther along the highway to allow another motorist from a side street to fall in line ahead of them. A friend passed away a few years ago, and many of us went to his home to extend condolence to his widow. Deeply impressed and somewhat bewildered by the number of those offering assistance, she could only exclaim that it was wonderful. Then she added that she hadn't known before that people were so considerate in time of trouble, since it had never occurred to her to do anything like that for anyone else. But not long afterward, a member of my family passed away, and that widow was the first to come forward to offer sympathy and aid. This I believe, that if daily I make a deliberate, sustained effort to send into the lives of others some measure of service, of comfort, peace, and happiness, a richer, fuller measure of harmony and contentment will come back into my own.
That was Merrill Hutchinson, a retired advertising executive in Minneapolis, Minnesota.